Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7 rolls along as we get you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. And now it's time for our conversation with ACCHS head coach. That is Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, there's just so much to dive into here this week. And obviously the game last week with Jackson Heights, with the league title on the line. We'll dive into that momentarily. But just, man, it's really hard to believe we're already at week 8 in the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like another season's just flown past. You know, we talked about those first couple weeks always seem to drag a little bit until you get into the jamboree, and then once those game weeks hit, man, it's quick.
Yeah, it's just a different animal, and it seems like it wasn't too long ago we were previewing that first game against Valley Falls. Now we're getting set for Silver Lake here in week number 8, and so much coming up here in this game on Friday. But, well, let's start with last week real quick. Jackson Heights, the opponent, the league title was on the line. You guys were looking to repeat. You guys are able to get it done. So first off, congrats, Northeast Kansas League champs once again. 18-6 was the final score. Kind of a knockout, drag out type of defensive battle we've seen numerous times within the Northeast Kansas League. But first off, congrats on the league title once again. And then just kind of going off that, what were just some of those takeaways that you got from that game last week?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Like you said, you know, kind of a defensive battle there. We had seen Jackson Heights run a little bit of spread. They were more spread last year, and we kind of thought that, you know, they would come out in the bone against us, which is what they did. And, you know, it's so tough to defend an offense like that because, you know, no matter what you have for a scout team during the week, it's not going to simulate, you know, what they have over there. So, something that's really tough to prepare for, and it shortens the game so much. You know, if they're, you know, running the ball between the tackles, you're not getting tackles out of bounds. The clock's running all the time, so that's kind of what we felt like. That was just going to be, you know, death by a thousand paper cuts. And their first drive, they moved the ball down the field really well, scored a touchdown. And after that, you know, we kind of made some adjustments on alignment and guys that we had in there. And our kids made some huge plays defensively, some big stops, and we did enough to come away with the win.
That's kind of one of those games you may see in the playoffs here in a week or two, and obviously the playoffs brackets are still trying to work themselves out by the end of this week, and you ultimately still have an opportunity at a district title. But, you know, the weather's cooling down. It's going to get colder here in these next few weeks, and once you get into the playoffs, you know, winning a kind of a lower scoring game seems to be more of a common thing. So kind of learning to win like that here late in the season, I would think, is probably a pretty good thing.
Absolutely, and you know, the credit goes to our kids for being able to take those adjustments that we were making in game and, you know, utilizing them on the field. So they did a great job with that on Friday night, and they've done a great job with that all year. I think that's the thing I've noticed, the biggest jump from last year to this year with our kids is the adaptability that they have on the field. You know, we can go in at halftime and make adjustments, and our kids can do a good job of doing those things that we're asking them to do. So really proud of those guys. And like you said, when you get into the playoffs like this, weather cools down a little bit, you got to be able to run the football, and you know, I think that's kind of what we pride ourselves on, is being able to run the football. So
talking with Alex Thornburg here again of ACCHS Tigers, Northeast Kansas League champs after their win last week over Jackson Heights. Now they get set for Silver Lake. So let's kind of break this down for the listeners. 2A district number 3, there's still three teams that can ultimately win this district. Silver Lake, your opponent this week, if they take care of business and win, they would be league champs. If you guys get a win and Rossville doesn't win, you need Rossville to lose, ultimately win to get a league championship. But again, it's Silver Lake, Rossville, and you guys kind of battling for this district title. And whether you win the district or not, you know, you certainly would rather be in that 2 spot than that 3 spot for the playoff purposes and getting a home game next week. So a lot to be played out here on a Friday night.
Yeah, it is a big one. You know, we get a shot at you know, controlling our fate, whether we, you know, finish second or third in the district. So we've talked to our guys about that all week, and, you know, we feel like our kids deserve a home playoff game, and I think our community deserves a home playoff game. So I know our kids are going to go out Friday night and they're going to play their tails off and, you know, for a chance at a home playoff game. And last year, Silver Lake is the team that ended our season. So I think that's a little extra motivation for our kids, you know, that were here last year. And we're really looking forward to Friday night.
Do you take much away from the game last year? As you mentioned, again, you saw them in the playoffs last year. That was a 62-20 Silver Lake win. Do you really take much from the game last year, kind of prepping for this one?
Yeah, you know, you kind of look at defensive schemes, and their offensive scheme seems to be pretty similar, but player-wise changed so much for both teams, really. I think we look like a completely different team than we did last year, and you know, they still have some really nice pieces, but their quarterback's gone. I believe they have a different running back than they had last year, some different skill guys. So, you know, both teams look different, but, you know, the schemes are still pretty similar.
Finally, just keys for this one. You get them at home, which is obviously a good point there. And, you know, hopefully having a great crowd under the lights, a cool night here this week to ultimately have a chance to win a district title and get that top spot in the district and, you know, have a couple of home playoff games ahead. But you got to go out and take care of business. What's that going to take? And, you know, a few keys and the expectations for Silver Lake.
Yeah, number one key, like always, is turnovers. You know, we had a couple interceptions on Friday night, and we didn't turn the ball over, and I think that was the difference, you know, when we win a two-score game like that. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job with turnovers and creating turnovers on Friday night to give ourselves a chance to win. Limiting the penalties and being able to run the ball effectively is going to be big for us. We weren't able to run the ball as well on Jackson Heights, and that's something I hope we can get back to this week is running the ball well.
Alex Thornburg, ACCHS head coach, joining us here. Coach's Insight program brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers already checked one box. Northeast Kansas League champs. They have a chance to win a district title here this week against Silver Lake. And then obviously the postseason lies ahead for ACCHS. So a lot to still be played out on Friday as ACCHS, they will host a very good team in Silver Lake. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this week. And we will talk to you again one more time next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.